Alrighty, welcome to season two of the Dual Pod. We're back, Drake.
Sup, what's going on?
Fuck, we only did like...
Yeah, why is it season two?
We only did like three episodes with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it just turned into the Dry Pod or something. And
the Dry Pod.
But the rest was on Dual... We took down the older ones because I wanted fucking... Well, that's where fucking music goes, not fucking podcasts, alright? So it's on a fucking podcast app. It's on my... Well, you should know where it is. You should know where it is. Fucking episode one. Fucking new start of the Dual Pod, sponsored by nobody. I'm joined by my, I guess, fat-ass brother, Drake.
How's it going?
So, what's fucking episode fucking one, season two? What the fuck is going on?
Fucking Corona. Yeah, we have... I don't even know how many cases.
Yeah, they shut down everything. They fucking closed down hockey. Who the fuck closes down that?
They closed down NASCAR, too.
No one gives a shit about NASCAR.
Everybody gives a shit about NASCAR.
No.
Everybody gives a shit
about NASCAR. Can I have a sip of your water?
NASCAR is like the last people to shut... Think about it. Just a bunch of rednecks with guns. Those people are scared.
I don't want your water. I was just joking.
Oh.
You got your...
So, no, worldwide... They're... Fucking 1,000,000.
Corona. Canora.
98,848 cases. Confirmed.
So that's like, how many?
1,000,000. 98,848.
So it's like the population, or maybe half the population of New York City?
No. New York City is probably like 10 million.
I thought it was 2 million.
I don't even know. Well, the thing is.
I don't fucking know.
The thing is, that's confirmed. Who knows how many more people have it? That's people who went to the doctors. Like, that's people who are pretty sick and had the went to the doctors and went to the hospital and got checked. Like, I think me and Dad had it, you know?
You think you and Dad had it?
Yeah.
Corona.
It's just like, everybody's so hyped up about it. It's just like the flu. And it's just really deadly for older people.
Yeah.
And that's how the flu is. The flu killed 70,000 people last year. Yeah.
Well, alright. Good for you.
You're just saying. That's just, and China's lying about their numbers. They aren't reporting any more cases, but there's a video of them just picking bodies up off the streets. So, yeah.
So, fucking Drayden, you're going to fucking the Marines.
Yeah.
Working man. Fucking working man.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Starting to get jacked up or jacking off. Which one?
Honestly, a little slacking on the jet. I mean, I've been slacking on the working out. I'm not going to say anything about the jerking off.
On Tinder?
No, I don't jerk off on Tinder.
You have fucking Tinder. You downloaded it like last week?
Yeah.
Why? You're that horny?
I'm bored.
You're 19.
I'm bored. Exactly.
That's not going to give you shit. You can't meet each other.
I'm 19 once.
How the fuck does that shit work?
What do you mean, Tinder?
Yeah.
Swipe left if she's butt ugly. Swipe right if she ain't too bad.
Then what? You have her phone number if you swipe whatever the fucking way you just said?
If they swipe right on you, you match. Then you can fucking talk. Get the Snapchats. Whatever. Go from there.
You're just horny army man. Plastic.
No, I just got it. I'm bored.
There's you're a plastic army man.
I'm not a plastic army man. Fucking steel.
No. No.
Twisted steel and sex appeal.
No. Nobody says that. So you've been fucking playing on my Xbox for a fucking long ass time? Fucking playing all the fucking Call of Duty game I have?
There's nothing else to do.
You've been playing fucking GTA.
David, you don't understand.
World War II. You've been playing Minecraft and Modern Warfare.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. Wreckfest.
You, no one cares about Wreckfest.
I care about Wreckfest. You wouldn't let fucking Sienna bring Mudrunner.
You don't like Run Runner.
I like it.
No.
You get to drive them Blazers. I like that.
No. I don't like that.
I do. There's nothing else to do. All I want to do is get a job so I can make some fucking money before
we can't
I go.
Get a fucking job.
I know! I'm stuck in here. Nothing to do but twiddle my thumbs and... Nothing else.
Keep masturbating. To Tinder.
Well, no, but there really ain't much to do.
No? So I've been wanting to get to this topic for a while.
What topic?
When you pulled that old lady out of the creek?
How about we don't discuss
that? Nope. Why? Drayden, you gotta fucking tell the story.
Damn it, I've drank so much.
And no one fucking listens to this.
Huh? Yeah, I know. But still, I think I had to tell. Oh, I thought you were about to kick me. I felt the bed move. I thought you were about to kick me. Oh. Oh, you just kicked the side of the bed. Oh. Well, fucking. I don't know, man.
You don't know? You don't know?
I remember it.
So in your interview, you were wearing the most hillbilly thing ever.
I couldn't
find Dale Earnhardt Jr. hat. It was a camo, too. And you were wearing, like, this plaid shirt.
It was dad shirt. It's the only clean shirt I found. I had to do it right after school. And I just seemed retarded. Like, for reals.
Yeah.
They had to redo that so many times. Because I didn't realize that was camera shot. They would just put it in my face and I had to like, answer these questions.
What answers did they cut out? What was cut out?
Of it? I don't even know. I only watched it a couple times.
Pull it up on your phone.
I don't even know if you can still find it.
I can. I know exactly what to search.
What do you search?
9 Mile Creek Rescue. Oh, Marcellus, Drayden, and George.
Yeah, sure.
First thing that pops up. Did you know the most viewed YouTube video for the Syracuse.com YouTube channel is like a school shooting video?
What?
I'm dead serious.
School shooting where? In the state?
No, it was a video like prevent and shit. Oh.
What am I typing? What am I doing?
9 Mile Creek. Oh, fuck. Rescue. Oh, stupid. Yeah, you looked kind of dumb.
I did
a whole YouTube video about it.
What? So
it was when I had long hair.
Yeah, I found it. I was 16. Okay.
You're what, 20 now?
I'm 19.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago. It was like 3 years.
Was State Farm Life Insurance? What the fuck old was that?
Says 16. Okay, the description says 16-year-old Drayden George of Marcellus reunites with Luann Caswell to talk about her rescue in 9 Mile Creek last Friday.
Okay, I was coming back from inside the woods, back towards the apartment building. I'm walking my dog, and she
look at me.
Fell in. And
then,
because I had the leash, I
went actually, behind her. I don't know where that went.
And yes, I was doing a lot of screaming because I had gone under the water a couple of times. So it was very scary, so I did a lot of screaming. Then,
you look jealous. Wait, is that Alan?
Yeah, Peter.
That's Alan?
Yeah. He was in the back.
Who the fuck's that?
I think, like, his buddy James. James was there with him, and they just wanted him. I told him to get the fuck out of the background or something.
He probably originally went, like, that's why they probably cut it or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't fucking keep watching.
I was just trying to...
Shut the fuck up.
I could obviously tell something was wrong. And when I got to her, at first I didn't hear her reply. First two times I said something, but then the third time she said.
So wait.
No, play it.
Well, she said she wasn't all right. Kind of got down there and with her.
See how bad that is?
So you went down. She was in the water.
Yeah.
An elderly lady. And she, do you? And you said, "Wait, what did you just say?" What did you say?
Your reply, first two times I said something, but then the third time she said, "Well, she said she wasn't all right."
Devin, leave me alone, okay? They fucking put me in front of the camera. Just got out of school. Alright. I don't know what the hell was happening.
Did you actually fucking go? Are you alright?
I don't know.
The elderly lady in the fucking water.
Well, I was asking if she was still alive because I just saw a body at first. Because I was welding in the garage and I looked out because I heard yelling. And then it like stopped. And I looked down and I just saw like a body. Clinging on to the. Like,
oh shit, it turned off.
So
I kind of got down there and with her. and waited with her, and then two other guys showed up. They grabbed her arms.
Who were the two other guys?
They're two old dudes who lived there.
Two old dudes?
They weren't like old dudes. It's they, not like an old...
How come they weren't fucking given recognition?
I don't know.
So you pulled her out of the lake by yourself?
No.
So why the fuck are they just interviewing you?
Cause
did you do
good,
shit?
Because it's a good story. Listen. Because it was a good story for the news. That was literally it. I didn't want to do the interview.
Pulled her up like that and I kind of lifted up like that.
Wait. What'd you just do?
But I didn't know he was back.
They grabbed her arms and... pulled her up like that, and I kind of lifted up like that.
Pulled her up like this and lifted her up like that?
Fuck off.
No clue.
Because
he said he was coming down. I said, don't come down. It's too slippery. Clearly, he
wants a death wish. She wants a death wish.
I did not know he did it anyway, because I was just scared. And I'm glad he did. Thank you.
That was
you
awkward, wasn't
really
it?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was.
And just you could see it like cut. You're just like,
like I think they clipped part of that together too. I don't even know. I thought they were gonna like make it look so I didn't look super retarded, but actually, I was.
So why did they keep cutting it?
Because I kept like fucking up what I was saying.
Did you like what?
I was just camera shy.
You were like, oh, shit.
I kept forgetting what to say. Yeah.
Wait, he told you what to say?
No, like, but I just kept fucking up what I was trying to say.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry, can we do this again?
Yeah. I kept fucking up. I was fucking 16 years old, you know? Fuck, leave me alone. Shit. That was almost 3 years ago.
Shit.
In a couple weeks. No, what is it? More than like a month. I don't know.
Let's keep watching it.
It's dumb.
I think so.
Did you just say it's not a big deal? It's not a big fucking deal.
For it to be on fucking the news? No, I didn't think it was.
Like I and thought, she goes, yeah, it was.
Yeah. You know, like shit. Like, yeah, I made a big deal out of it. I was kind of trying to relax. Like, alright, fine.
I'm the most hillbilly-esque attire ever. I commented on my video saying, that's my bright ass brother.
Yeah. But, what you gonna do now?
Mock you?
I guess. Well, it's whatever.
That's gonna spill.
I got a cap on, it'll be fine.
Drain your cap.
No.
Yeah, you're that horny that you go on Tinder.
A lot of people go on Tinder.
I don't.
Well, you're 14, so...
Why would I go on Tinder?
Because you can't. You're underage.
Because you're gay?
No, damn it. I'm not gay. You went here. Fucking, they're chicks. You can choose guy looking for guy or whatever. They're both.
Talk to a girl show right now. Text her. Text them.
Devin, you have to have them match you.
Go. That's kind of gay.
You have to like. You have to swipe right on them, and they have to swipe right on you. So it's a match.
Kind of gay.
That's how it works. Yeah, that's one girl, but I didn't get a Snapchat yet. Kind of keep forgetting to do that.
Do it right now.
Oh, she has on her thing.
She probably thinks you're ugly.
She's liked me.
Did you say that I'm going to Marines?
No. I think it's one of my pics on there, though.
Marines or something?
It's a picture of me at the, at Maps.
What the hell is Maps?
That place, remember when I had to stay over at Hotel?
Oh.
And they sleep deprived me?
Speaking of the, what is it called? Speaking of the Marines, you were late for a bus and you were talking to some... special force person that told you a bunch of shit that he shouldn't have known.
I was just joking about that.
You were joking about that? Really?
Yeah.
So, you were lying about saying I'm not gonna tell you.
Yeah.
So you just
I wanna see how long I can push it.
You were just gonna do that to piss me off.
Yeah, because I know it drives you crazy.
So, what you said...
I mean, I did meet a special
everything force. Was at Raven Rock, which is an underground.
I knew it was like a real place. You'd look it up and you'd be like, what? But no, you didn't tell me anything. You just told me, like, the military is going to screw you over, you screw them back over. So they take everything from you, you take everything back.
Let's hear some of your conspiracy theories.
You want
to
hear some?
It's that time of the show where we listen to what is Drayden's conspiracy theories. What is? Wait, what was the 9/11 one?
9/11.
Yeah, it was like a building that sort of blew up or something.
Oh, Building 7?
Yeah, Building 7.
What about that? I don't know too much about that one, but I know a little bit about it. So basically, Building 7 was like a NSA building or a CIA building. And it was one of the buildings near the Twin Towers. And there's a news reel of them during that time, when the towers were hit, of them saying they're blowing up Building 7 to save the other buildings, whatever their explanation was. They said this on, I think it was CBS News or something, while it was all happening like that day. But the thing is, the building was rigged and ready to blow up within however many minutes. Usually that takes like 5 days to be able to just blow up a building safely.
Yeah.
So they basically blew up one of their buildings. The government blew up one of their buildings.
Why did they blow it up?
Get rid of some information? Who knows?
Could have just took it down to their house.
See, I really don't remember too much about this.
Took it to Raven Rock, everything. Like what you said to me?
They don't have anything there except like servers.
What about your John F. Kennedy assassination or something? What's your?
Yeah. I don't really have anything.
Then, for him. You said like the CIA killed him or something.
Oh. Oh, okay. So you ever hear Operation Northwoods?
No.
So basically, Operation Northwoods was a plan for the United States, set up by the CIA, for us to fake an attack, a terrorist attack. Saying it was Cuba launching missiles, or they even said crashing airplanes in somewhere in the United States. Blame it on Cuba so we can go to war against them. JFK shot that down, said no go. And a couple months later, he gets shot.
Oh.
Yeah. But who knows?
What's your next one?
Hold on, I haven't really gotten the whole thing in a while.
We're gonna have this scene in every fucking Dual Pod podcast this season.
Wow, what is it called? Bohemian Grove.
What the fuck is that?
Basically, it's like this big social club. They meet like for I think 21 days in the woods in like California or something. Hold on. And they do all these weird rituals and shit. And I think every single Republican president since, I want to say, since like the 40s, have been there. They do all this weird shit. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on a second. You put me on the spot here.
Yeah. It's called Drayden's. What's Drayden's conspiracy theories?
Well, yeah, I didn't know we were making this a bit. I would have gotten that shit ready for you. Hold on a second.
We make shit up as we go. You already signed the contract.
Oh. Alright.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Fuck you say to me.
There's a video. Alright, so. Okay, so Mark Twain was. Oh shit, I know. So it's like the 1800s then. Mark Twain, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, Jack London. Basically a bunch of rich motherfuckers. Like the elite people. They go there, and only men are allowed in. You have to be a guy, and I think you have to be white, too. Not sure.
Yeah.
But they planned, that's where they say they came up with the idea for the Manhattan Project.
Alright.
You know what that is?
No.
It's where they developed the, it's when they developed the atomic bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they came up with that. And a bunch of other shit. It's like the breeding ground for like all the elite of the world. And they'll do weird shit, but no phones or nothing. Up in the woods for 21 days or 28 days or something weird like that. Doing weird rituals. And they sacrifice people.
What, are they fucking satanic, this?
There, I was trying to fucking find that video. It's, it's a video, they're doing it in front of Behemoth.
It's real?
Yeah. Oh, no, this one's more... Hold on a second. They probably got rid of it.
Did you know if you spell Illuminati backwards in Google?
Kind of fake them, but...
Yeah.
Fucking me and a couple of my friends, like last summer, right? We were Googling a bunch of shit. His phone was on 90%, right?
Yeah.
His phone shuts off.
Government shit?
Yeah, like secret government shit we were Googling. Like we were doing Googling conspiracy theories and shit, right? Phone shuts off. It's at 90%. Goes black. He has to restart the whole thing. And I'm only having 5% now.
Shit.
Yeah. We're all sitting there stone.
That's Dre Dad's Conspiracy Theories. That was your bit of the show.
Alright.
Let's talk about the rap gang that's been going on fucking lately. Fucking S&D. I guess it's no longer a thing. So far, I mean, I guess we come to terms with things, but I don't really consider myself as a, you know, a proud member of S&D, but kind of want to go solo, but I was offered like 7 or 6 features in Stainer's next album.
Were you?
I only said one.
Really?
Yeah. He has a manager.
Yeah.
He's only like 14. We're only 14, so...
How much is he paying his manager?
Yeah, how much are you paying your manager? Is he going to take over your Instagram account and shit?
Do you get a percentage?
Does he get a percentage? Do I get a percentage?
Why would you get a percentage?
Because I'm fucking one of the rappers.
In the F and D?
Yeah, I'm the D. Now it's S minus the D. Well, not really, but...
So, if it's still called F&D, and you were the D, I guess you get half of what he gets.
Yeah, I get 50%.
But if you change the name, then you're SOL, buddy. Not again, and you guys are really signed again.
No, his songs are not copyrighted, so I can just steal his lyrics and just say that they're mine.
Oh, we just admit that over our podcast.
Well... He didn't pay the copyright fee.
Oh. Alright. I don't know if that's how it works, but alright.
Yeah, I googled it. I said how you copyright shit and you just have to like pay a fee or something. Like, fuck that.
How much is it?
I don't know.
It's copyright. Fucking let Cardi B copyrighted like some fucking word. I can't even like occur or something weird.
She copyrighted all
like her weird little words she says.
Why?
I don't know, but
I hate rappers.
She's super fucked up, dude. She drugged and raped a bunch of dudes.
What?
Yeah, and but you know what? Men, oh, you can't rape men. No, men can't. Women can't rape men. What are you talking about? No, they like it. They're men. No, yeah. Guess what?
Where'd you?
She's going to trial.
Where'd you find this source?
She went to trial for it. I don't know if she ever got...
What happened to 6ix9ine? Didn't he, like, rape a little girl or something?
Probably. Like, see, all these people are fucked up, damn
it. See, this is why I like 90s shit. And people give me shit about Exotic 90s.
They did fucked up shit, too.
How?
Everybody fucked
okay, up. They killed each other, but not fucking rape and fucking use auto-tune and shit.
Maybe, I don't know. See, I don't know too much. I don't like new music, period, really.
You like country, so shut the fuck up.
I like old country, not the stuff they call
new. Something in the morning, blues!
Not the stuff they call new country. It's not.
Got my Ford truck going down California.
I don't like... No, it's like fucking my blue Tacoma, California.
Fucking your blue Tacoma?
My blue Toyota Tacoma. Singing about fucking Toyotas and
did they California. Used to sing about Chevys?
Some songs, but like... It's not the type of shit I like to listen to. Now it's all about like singing about how like... This chick or whatever. Oh, she's so beautiful. Or something. It's like, fuck it. It's
all, it's love
like,
sick.
It's like chick country, pretty much, nowadays. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's all...
Convoy, that's the only good country song I like.
You don't like,
Fuck Willie Nelson music.
Fuck you. Willie Nelson got some good songs. But, yo, he's in my head.
Yeah. No, you can't play it.
Who's got some good songs?
Ice Cube.
No.
What?
That's not compared to, like, fucking Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, he can fuck off with his Ring of Fire.
No.
Yeah.
We got,
he can put his penis in that Ring of Fire.
He's got Folsom Prison and Blues, I like that one. He's got A Boy Named Sue, that one's pretty good.
Dream, get your feet off my bed. Why are you laying down?
Because I can't.
Well, you're just in this...
I can fit in the chair.
Shut the fuck up, Dream. I'm doing the outro.
The what?
The outro. We're ending it. We're cutting it. We're ending it.
Oh, why would we call it an exit? Or an end?
Well, we're almost at the half hour point. We're at 27:04.
Yeah.
Good podcast, season 2. I guess we'll do
whoa,
more.
Whoa, I know what I was thinking about.
Huh.
On YouTube, right?
No.
Is it, how many, is 400,000 views? Or 400,000 viewing hours, or is it 40?
I think it's 40 hours of watch time. To get monetized?
Yeah. 40,000 or 400,000?
I think it's 4,000 hours of watch. 4,000 so, hours.
Why don't we, all you have to do is make 10 videos, 40 minutes long. However long. And then you only need, like, 1,000 people to watch.
Why don't you just make fucking...
Just start making it monetized.
400 videos that are, like, 10 minutes long and just watch them all.
Could do that. See? You have to make more videos.
I don't.
The more you make.
I make one, like, monthly.
Make one? I was reading about this one room.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to Drain Out the Doctor? You didn't do shit on it.
Yeah, I know.
I think I forgot the password to it, so we don't even know what the fucking login shit is.
Yeah, you were supposed to write it down, remember?
I think it's like...
That would have been a good one. That was a good username.
Could still do it. You just...
Wait, did I put it down? Did I make the password? Or did you make
the password? I think we both did.
I might remember that.
But I can't say it because it's a fucking podcast.
That's I think that's my Instagram, too. I don't know.
Drain Out the Doctor.
I
thought it was Bowtie Badass.
It was
71. Why do you like the number 71?
I don't know. I just always have.
Because fucking something was made in 1971. Race car driver had number 71.
Well, yeah. But like, I had a football number that was 71, but I liked it before then.
Nobody asked, though.
Because Chevy trucks. The Z71s.
Alright. That's about it for... Today, we're literally in the half-hour mark, so here we're going to do our famous outro saying. If you're hearing this when you're dead, or when we are dead, I'm cool.
For dead.
And Drayden's fugly.
Devin's gay.
No.
Yeah.